You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show with a sense of how the markets have moved throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by investment analyst at Anchor Capital, Robbie Proctor, to take a look at market movements. Robbie, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Positive day for the Aussie, still closing above 100,000 points there, and resources benefiting largely off the back of positive commodity prices. But the Rand also doing really well, seemingly from a South African perspective. We're okay. We're doing okay.
Yeah. Good evening, Jimmy. It's certainly been, it continues to be a tumultuous environment. But I think the JSE continues to benefit from having a high weighting in precious metals between the gold and platinum miners. They're certainly doing the heavy lifting on our domestic market.
And we know that weighting can also be to the detriment of the JSE. If I think back to a couple of weeks ago when the commodities prices were a little more on the depressed side of things, we did see that our local bourse was feeling the brunt of that. But by and large, I mean, if I'm looking at industrials as well, doing well on the day, the local markets actually holding their own despite the sentiment that is out there around the world. As you said, tumultuous times is what we find ourselves in, and markets are in some parts uncertain around where we go to from here, but we're still optimistic. I suppose the JSE is still trading relatively close to all-time highs, if not at all-time highs, and that is very telling this far into the year.
Yes, certainly, and I think it's telling just how much external factors beyond our borders matter in terms of the currency. I mean, you know, we can attribute the Rand strength over this last week, I mean, purely to the U.S. jobs data that came out last Friday. So weakness there is seen as giving the Fed a bit more room to cut rates quicker, and that certainly has fed through into our currency. Unfortunately, not so much into our retailers today and broadly over the last few months. But we're confident that, you know, the general macro tailwinds, which remain centered around a stronger rand, reduced oil prices, lower interest rates, I mean, generally remain supportive for our retailers, and their numbers are still showing decent growth despite a still tepid economic backdrop.
Robbie, let's look at some of the performers of the day. I noted that we got some updates from some of our companies. MTN gave us an update, a trading update on their performance. Have they recovered in that Nigerian business? How are they faring?
Yeah, I think Nigeria has been key to their recovery, and it is generally key to the overall business's performance. So, I mean, what we've had over the last 18 months is some sort of stability of the Naira, and broadly sort of stability in some of the key African operating currencies like the Ghanaian Cedi. When you couple that with, during the sort of peak impact of Naira depreciation against the dollar, I think the company did really well to renegotiate some of its U.S. dollar-based tower leases. So not only is it now looking in a better position from a forex perspective, but its expenses in Nigeria are more aligned to its sort of local country revenue as opposed to US dollars, which can be very onerous when it goes the wrong way. So overall, a pretty dramatic recovery in earnings from the MTN group from where they were a year to 18 months ago. So certainly when the African tide is lifting, certainly MTN is one of the key beneficiaries there.
Robbie, let's move to the Foschini Group. They also gave us a similar update around their performance. Anything stand out to you there?
I think broadly across the industry, I mean, we saw it in Mr. Price's update as well, is that June seems to have been a quite a quiet month, particularly amongst clothing and footwear retailers. But I mean, that's largely to do with the timing of winter. Last year, winter pretty much only arrived in about June, and that was reflected in a pretty sharp jump in overall retail sales in that month. So I think that's sort of taken the shine off of what has generally been a good sort of 3 or 4 months for our retailers. For Fashini in the South African division, at least growing 5% for their sort of first quarter to the end of June. And then in July, which is encouraging, growth stepped back up to about 9%. So I guess you are looking to head into the second half of this calendar year, which does have the benefits of the two pot withdrawals from last year. And we did see a resultant uptick in retail sales and vehicle sales. So I think the market's a bit skeptical at this point whether our retailers can exceed what is a more challenging base in the second half of the year.
Robbie, let's wrap things up with a look at the update from the team at Exxaro. They announced that, this is seemingly a minor update, that Coronation had increased its stake in Exxaro to just north of 5%. I suppose from an asset management point of view, and you at and the team at Anchor Capital can weigh in on this, is this the time to kind of be getting into some of the commodities? I know a lot of the guys have been upset about missing some of the commodity cycle. Is there still wind left in that?
Certainly, I think on a targeted basis, for sure. I mean, Exxaro is a bit of a different beast in that, you know, a decent chunk of its revenue and profits come from sort of fixed price contracts from Eskom. So they do tend to offer a bit more stability than a coal miner like Thungela, for instance, that's at the mercy of sort of market-based pricing. But I think from Exxaro's perspective, you know, you either, after they made the bid for the manganese assets, you know, I think a lot of the investment case going forward is around manganese exposure. So at the moment, I think we're quite neutral on manganese, but certainly Exxaro from both a valuation perspective, you know, trading in sort of a mid-single digit PE range, generates substantial cash from its investment in Sishen Iron Ore Company, one of Kumba's mines. And I think for Coronation generally, it will be a reasonably small position in their lives.
Well, we'll see what they continue to do from that perspective, whether they add to the position, whether they leave it as it is. But for now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Robbie, thanks so much for those insights and for the time. Robbie Proctor, investment analyst at Anchor Capital, on market movements as well as some SENS announcements from some companies.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.